Coordinator Lindsay Poling says volunteers should be able to commit to at least 50 hours a year or 4 hours a month in various roles. All are welcome, and she says it's ideal for empty nesters and retirees.
The most important part is giving back to our veterans and making sure we keep the stories of D-Day alive. A lot of our volunteers are connected in some way to a piece of World War II history, and so I think that's really important.
Volunteers lead tours, man the gift shop and gate, and answer questions from visitors that arrive from around the world. The Bedford Boys suffer the greatest per capita losses of troops on D-Day, which is why the memorial is here. Bowling would like to have a volunteer force of at least 100.
I'd like to stay in that ballpark of about 100, and we typically have a little over 100 that come out for the training as well every year.
There are training sessions either Friday or Saturday from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Bedford Welcome Center on Berks Hill Road. See the National D-Day Memorial Facebook page for more details, or just come out this weekend. Gene Morano, WFIR News.